When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Market Watch is proudly brought to you by TopSport, home of the TopSport betting multi. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
Friday night game, Eels and the Dolphins. So this is a big one up there at, it's TIO Stadium in Darwin. So this is the game that the Eels take to the top end. Blaise Taulagi is back, probably on the bench. Kelma Tuilagi is out of the side, and Mike Asivo still playing New South Wales Cup despite the fact he got a couple of tries. Hamiso Tabuai-Fido is out. Trey Fuller comes in for his second NRL game. Max Plath back into the side. Ray Stone to the bench. Lachlan Hubner drops out after his NRL debut last week. And Sean O'Sullivan in on the bench for the suspended Anthony Milford. Interesting one. No Hammer, and it makes a huge difference, Tristan.
Yeah, it does. I thought that was a really good game of football, the first half, where the Dolphins took on the Broncos, and then Hammer went down and Brisbane just kicked away, and obviously Dolphins got a couple of late tries, but he shows that he's such an influential player in that side, and this has been the biggest move of the week in terms of the market, where the Eels have affirmed from 5.5 out to 7.5. It's $1.40 now, the Eels, $2.95 the Dolphins, 7.5 the line, 185 the minus, 195 the plus, and 44.5 the total points. So, obviously, the Eels go in there with confidence of over getting in front of the Cowboys there on the weekend, and Dolphins appear depleted on paper. They just seem to find a way to lift, though, the Dolphins. But I think I kept saying this last year. I was waiting for them to fall over with with the supposed lack of depth, and they kept proving me wrong. So this is another one where it looks like that's the case on paper, but will they show a bit of resilience like they normally do?
And the trick is that it's, clearly up in Darwin, where the Eels have actually lost their last two visits up here, and you'd probably expect points, but every year I look at this game, and with all the humidity up there, there are weeks where it actually makes it really difficult to hold the football and or get some continuity in attack combination. So not necessarily all that keen on the overs. And I found Parramatta last week back at home. I thought they were suited against the Cowboys going into Sydney, and my goodness, I thought they were ordinary. And, they hung on to one and that was great. But, gee, I don't know that they're playing all that well at the present moment. And some real worry back through the middle. And realistically, on their list, they're only missing Moses. And I know he's a key out. But, the rest of that list is there that should be playing far better than they are. Meet an opponent that's got seven or eight outs here and so many of them key in. The Hammer, Farnworth, Flegler, Gilbert, Kafusi, it's a long list of key blokes that they'd love to have, but similar to you, Tristan, the key is that they're going to go up there. I wonder who thinks they're on a holiday and who thinks they're not. I think Bennett certainly will have them competitive. Eels to win, but I hate that line position.
Well, which way would you go on the line position, just out of interest?
I would take the plus, thank you, Mr. Smith.
Well, I was about to say I have a firm opinion on this. My firm opinion is of the minus. So, So let's get into it. And the reasons is, no Hamiso Tabuai-Fido. I'm wondering, how do they get points? Where are the points going to come? And it pains me to say it, but I think it's an unders game as well, Jared. So if that's the case, then you start looking around and going, okay, well, what are the Eels got? Now, Gutherson, I said it on social media after watching him against the Cowboys, like, say what you like about Clint Gutherson. He has been busting his backside for the Eels for just shy of a decade every single play. And that's to be admired, the way he goes about it. Cartwright, an important back in. I thought Dejanazi worked much better with Dylan Brown than they did with Taulagi. I think Taulagi's an NRL player. He's just on a 5'8 at this stage of his career, certainly not with Dylan Brown as the halfback. So I was much more bullish about the Eels going in for this one. So I would like to take the Eels at -7.5, please, Jared. And Floater, are you got any thoughts on this one?
I sort of tend to agree with Jared that this line's in a perfect position, and I'd probably like to. I think a great way to take the lead might be for you to knock off Jared, and I can sit there and sweep past on the slipstream. So I'm going to sit back and enjoy the.
Here we go. He's got splinters now. He's close to the lead.
Yeah. Oh, Jerry Seinfeld. I choose
actually,
not
Jimmy,
to
I
run.
Thought you were also okay. right about yeah. Gutho. He was the difference between them winning and losing last week. And, yep. he gave a couple of yep. key people a spray at the right time as a captain should have given what was unfolding on the field. He lifted a number of others. He had a couple of key turning point moments for himself. It was all about being a captain.
Yeah, and saving tries, and you just go, well, that just changes the game completely if you don't do that, if you don't make that effort. Yeah, to be applauded.
Oh, Jimmy, I forgot one little stat while we're talking about the Eels.
Oh, here we go.
When they go interstate.
Yes.
Covered the line 4 of the last 14 times.
Oh, well, I'll go the plus then. No,
Tristan, kidding. Did you want to jump in late?
Oh, I'm sensing a little bit of tension here, so I'm just going to sit back and just stir the pot a little bit just in the lead up to that game, I think.
No, unbelievable, Merlihan. Tell you what, I'm going to get up. As soon as we finish this podcast, I'm ringing Lloyd and letting him know what you're doing. See what he thinks of it.
You won't be able to get him on a Wednesday. He'll be too busy punting. He doesn't let a race go, mate.
There's this dead shit trying to call me. Anyway.